JQ says he has the Super Bowl do's and don'ts. I'm holding on to my seat, and I'm afraid.
I got my fingers crossed.
All right. That's all. Everybody, say a little prayer. Cross your fingers. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up for JQ and his Super Bowl do's and don'ts.
Well, going into this Sunday on the congregation, the Super Bowl, it's levels to this.
Yeah.
First and foremost, if you have a 40-inch TV or 50-inch TV, there's no need this weekend to head out to your local, you know, haberdashery to get you a 60-inch just for this game, knowing that you can't afford it just to watch this thing.
All right, all right.
Your peripherals was working just fine the way it was. All right. Don't do that. What you do.
Got a 40, don't get a 60.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Now, what you do is, if you're invited to a party, you want to RSVP. Why you want to do that? Because the people that invited you are thinking that you're going to come. So, therefore, they're getting enough food to accommodate you and all the people that are coming. Now, when you don't show up and then another four or five don't show up, what you have is an abundance of food that they don't spend a bunch of money on because you didn't have to put nothing on it. Now, you mad. You can't watch the game because you talking about this dirty dog. He could have said something. He been talking about he on his way for 2-3 hours. Ain't that much washing clothes in the world. Why you don't wash clothes on Super Bowl Sunday? You know what I'm saying?
All right, like all
that
right.
Now, if you do RSVP, that means you are invited. That doesn't mean when your homeboy call you, say, Rob, what you doing? Oh, I'm headed over JQ house. Oh, can I roll? Come on. I don't know you. It was not you plus one. Because therefore, once again, I have made enough food for you and the other people I invited. And if everybody that I invited RSVP, that means somebody is not going to get the plate or the second offering that they would like to have during that congregation of the Super Bowl festivities.
Okay. Don't bring a friend. Okay, don't go get a 60-inch. Call them in advance. Let them know you will be coming. Don't bring a friend if they wasn't invited. Okay, I'm just writing this down.
What you want to do is, you want to always, if you're having a party, out of common courtesy, ask the person, can I bring anything? Can I bring some food? If they say no, can I bring, and you don't stop there, can I bring some drink?
Okay.
Soda, water.
Okay.
Bag of chips. Okay. Some ice. You always need ice. Just ask. If they say no, you've gave the common courtesy. Because sometimes we say, no, don't bring nothing. And then when they get there and then you run out of ice, you're like, that dirty dog could have brought some ice. That's just how it go down in America. So offer to bring something.
Bring something. Okay. At least make the offer.
Now, don't come over to the house and you know you haven't ate nothing all day long and you come in there thinking you're going to get the buffet. You know what I'm saying? There's plenty of food probably there. You know what I'm saying? If you're having a Super Bowl party, there's no need to have food falling off your plate on the first round. You got to portion your food out. You can go back for second and thirds. It's going to be food left, man. You look crazy like you're at the Golden Corral buffet. And then you don't want to sit at the table. You want to sit on the couch, stuff falling all over on the cashmere rug and everything, and you stay. That's another $75 right there. When you could have just got a little bit on your plate.
Them stains are hard to get out, though.
You're
right, man.
You know what I'm talking about right there. Now, ladies, if you're not a football person, you probably want to go upstairs or downstairs or the bedroom where there's another TV, because the one thing you don't want to do if you're not in football and you don't follow it is to be there sitting with a lot of other men and women that love the game, and you sitting there wondering, hey, girl, what you think going to happen on Real Housewives of Atlanta tonight? When we trying to, you know, watch the game and y'all having conversations while we trying to, you know, focus our bifocals on this TV right here.
Okay.
And the last don't. If you have gastronomical problems with your stomach, because you know at the Super Bowl party you're gonna have pizza, you're gonna have chicken wings,
bean
dip, have cheese dip, bean dip, you're gonna have all kinds of liquors and desserts and pastries and cakes and everything like that.
Yes, sir.
And then if you have gastronomical problems and you eat all of that, that means you're gonna have to blow a big one. And nobody wants that in their bathroom like that, because we gonna know where you are when you ain't came back in 30 minutes. You know what I'm saying? And then we all looking at you looking like this is funky bastard. Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 30 to 45 minutes. It's a sad day in Gotham, and thank you.
All right, for a recap on the do's and don'ts, just for the game, don't go get a 60-inch. Be happy with your 40-inch. Number two, RSVP. Let them know you are coming. After you do say you're coming, don't bring a friend if they didn't say bring a friend. Offer to bring something. Please, hey, whatever, ice, bring it. Number five, Please, don't be a pig. Try to put all the food on one plate. Come on, man. Proportion that thing. Number six, ladies and guys, you don't know about the game? Shut the hell up. We trying to watch the Super Bowl, fool. We don't care what's happening in your life or anything else. And finally, please, please, whatever you do, no boo-boo into nobody else's bathroom, please.
And one added, just for an added bonus, if you're coming over and probably don't want all that food in a house, if it's junk food, have some to-go Tupperware in your car. Because I find out when people come over my house, they say, can I get a to-go plate? And I done ran out of Tupperware plate. I can't even bring nothing to work. Bring your own Tupperware. Get your to-go plate.
I thought it used to be Tupperware, but
it's Tupperware.
Y'all bring your Tupperware.
Who says Tupperware?
Tupperware?
Tupperware. It's tough. It's tougher than Tupperware.
We should really get our monies together, pull together to put that boy back in school.